Soku isika disendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo, siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC.
Siyahlangana kweza kusihlwa mthokazo omuhle ku Studio 7 ngesonto mhla ka 22 kumpalakazi 2024. Igama nguntungamili inkomo endabeni zethu lamhlanje
singakhohle ukuthi abantu abanengi abasebenzi abalamabhizinisi okuthola imali ngabayizuzi nje le ndlela eyinye abangazuza ngayo imali
kuzadlalwa ikhisimusi ngolwesithathu inengi lisidla ingqweqwe zomlomo
ngibona ukuthi khona kuzaba yiholiday emangalisayo kangako ngoba kunzima ndoda silamani akula mali elizweni
Abasakhulayo abanengi bathi isimo somnotho sibanzimele kakhulu lonyaka lanxa umongameli Mnangagwa esithi inhlala kahle yabantu iyenyuka silazo ezamasiko ezemidlalo ezokuzilibazisa kanye lezabantu zonke lezindaba lezinye ziyalandela Inengi lizadlala ikhisimusi ngolwesithathu lisidla ingqweqwe zomlomo ngenxa yendlala ehlasele abantu abayizigidi phose eziyisishiyangalombili eZimbabwe 7.7 million. Ababona ngenhlala kahle kaZulu bathi phezu kwendlala abantu abanengi bavele besehluleka ukuselela imideni yabo. Ngenxa yokonakala komnotho okugoqela ukuswelakala kwemisebenzi kanye lokucitshwa mahlayana kwamandla kagetsi osokuphazamise kakhulu uZulu weZimbabwe la mankampani akhiqiza impahla etshiyeneyo sixoxele umnumzana efidlela Ncube owenhlanganiso emela abathengi iNational Consumer Rights Association
Ikhefu lalunyaka lizabanzima kakhulu ebantwini abanengi ngenxa yokuthi izinto ziyadula kulalokho abakwenelisayo singakhohle ukuthi abantu abanengi abasebenzi abalamabhizinisi okuthola imali ngabayizuzi nje le ndlela eyinye abangazuza ngayo imali ebiza kwenza ukuthi kube lulo ukuthi bathenge izinto babe lekhisimusi engcono kuleyanyaka enye le eminyakeni ledlulileyo ngokunjalo ke hayi abanengi ikhisimusi ngegama ikhisimusi nje ngoba ulusuku olwabe kuthiwa mhla ka 25 kodwa ke babe bephakathi kobunzima bazalala bengadlanga kuza kusa bengadlanga abanye bazabe bengela mpahla zokugqoka bengela sepa yokwatsha bengela chukela bengela sinkwa ngenxa yokuthi izinto ziyadula
Umnyaka ka 2025 ubona uminjani?
Ngaphandle kokuthi kube le nguquko ezisimangaliso kwezenotho ukuza banzima ebantwini kumnyaka olandelayo ezenotho yebo zingaguqukela ababili abathathu abalutshwane kodwa kuzulu omnengi bakhathana kakhulu lesinkwa bakhathana kakhulu lalapho kudliwa khona ngakho ke kukhangelela ukuthi baqhubeke bephakathi kwezinsizi ukuza banzima ukuthi benelise ukubhadala ischool fees benelise ukuya ezibhedlela ngendlela efaneleyo kuseselo mthwalo omkhulu ebantwini noba abanengi baphakathi kosizi ngakho ke kangiboni inguquko enkulu ebantwini abanengi yebo kahamba abalutshwane bazazu zinguquko lapha lalaphana ngoba vele kuhlala kusenzakalela kwabalutshwane kodwa abanengi 2025 uzabenzima njengo 2024 kumbe emubi kakhulu kulo 2024
umnumzana efidlela Ncube ngoinhlanganiso ye National Consumer Rights Association sixoxe njalo lomkhokheli wenhlanganiso ye Rural Communities Empowerment Trust umnumzana Vumani Ndlovu
Empeleni akutshengisi ukuthi sesisesikhathini sekhisimusi esikhathini sekhefu kunje nje ngabe ngeminye iminyaka eyadlulayo ngabe siyabona kulo kuphithizela ukuthize abantu bengene emavinkilini bethenga lokhu lalokhu belungisela ikhisimusi. Engakutsho ukuthi kuthule zwi, akukhanyi lokuthi sikuleso sikhathi kungenxa yokuthi abantu kabalamali. Nxa imali ingekho akulethi lukuluku lwekhefu ebantwini, kuba mdambiyana nje, abantu bamdambiyana. Kulanto ekhanyayo eveza ukuthi bathakazelela lesi sikhathi njalo kulokulungiselela lesi sikhathi. Kuthule nje zwi okuveza obala ukuthi abantu abaselayo leyo ngwabungwabu ukubangelwa yikusweleka kwemali.
Ezitolo ungathi izinto zikhwelile yini?
Uchwayanyana nje esilwenzileyo ngokungena emavinkilini zikhangela lokhu lalokhu ikakhulu ngapha ngasemakhaya kutshengisa ukuthi hathi akula kukhwela okuthize ikakhulu kumpahla ezithengwa ezitolo. Okukhona ukuthi abantu bona yibo abangelayo imali yokuthenga ukuze badlale ikhefu bezikholisela. Imali kayikho ebantwini, impahla zingabe zikuyona leyana intengo bezikivele zikiyo, kodwa okungekhoyo yimali yokuthenga ebantwini. Osingathi kukhwelile kungaba zimota emgwaqweni lapha nxa abantu besuka emadolobheni besize emakhaya seziqalisile ukuthi zikhweze. Kubangelwa ukuthi sokulabantu abanengi abafuna ukuhamba ngalesi sikhathi.
Umnumzana Vumani Ndlovu ngowenhlanganiso ye-Rural Communities Empowerment Trust.
The Voice of America.
Uhlelo lwabasakhulayo. Abanye abatsha bathi kabasoze benelise ukuzithokozisa ngekhisimusi lonyaka ngoba kabalamali, lanxa umongameli yeMasoni Mnangagwa esithi inhlalakahle kaZulu weZimbabwe iyathuthuka. Kubika umlondolozi Ndlovu.
Omunye wabatsha okhulumele Studio 7 osakhulayo nguRichard Moyo ohlala eBudiriro eHarare othi kuza kuba nzima ukuthi athenge isinkwa, asifake ijemu lemajarini, apheke irayisi lenkuku ekhanzingiweyo, njalo anathe itiye ejiyileyo ngoba ngala mali. Uthi usekhohle ngokuthenga izigqoko zekhisimusi ngoba ngala yona isenti yokuthenga isitiki somejisi.
Lonyaka ikhisimusi akula, akula khisimusi eZimbabwe lonyaka, ngoba ungakhayela intengo yezinto ezitoli ikhupheke kakhulu, ikhwele into zonke ziyadula. Phezu kwakhona oku imali yakhona ayibambeki. Abantu abalamsebenzi njengathi thini intsha asilayo imisebenzi, asilamali. Uthi uthi unxa ungahlanganisa udobha kuncane uthi uhambe esitolo ubona ukuthi ayithengi imali yakhona. Iyona imali yelizwe, yona izigi lakhona alitholakali, siphongkuza kuthiwa likhona.
Kuphanatshe Sibindi osebenza ukuthunga izicathulo enzikini yedolobho leHarare ukusimo esifanayo.
Ngiyafana vele, ya mina vele ngizibonela ngiyafana ngoba nxa ungela mali akulanto eziningi ongakwanisa ukuzenza. Yabo nxa ungela mali ya it's sort of ngathi sesinikana ipressure vele njengentsha, ngathi sesinikana ipressure ngoba ungabona omunye umuntu esenza ezinye izinto ongeke ukwanisa ukuzenza ngoba wabona uyabungela mali.
Abanengi abafana loPanashe kanye loRichard abathi akusakhulumeki ngokuthakazelela ikhefu lekhisimusi kulezinsuku. Utafazwa Majoni odabuka eJombe uthi ujayele ukwethekelela ekhaya ngekhefu leli, kodwa lonyaka kuza kuba nzima ukwenza lokhu.
Ikhisimusi yo yabona it's a big holiday, iholiday enkulu kakhulu, siyabe sifuna ukuthi khona at least sikwanise ukuthi sithengele abadala ukudla senzeni. Yabona silathi sikwanise ukuthi siyebona abadala ngoba siyabe sabe ukuthi izosebenza yabo. But then manje nxa usubuyela emakhaya kungiyela nto eyiphetheyo kunzima. Ngingazi iholiday nje, but mbona ukuthi khona kuzaba iholiday emangalisayo kangako ngoba kunzima ndoda, silamali, akulamali elizweni, izigali bambeki.
Omunye osakhulayo ongumbalisi uPeter Dube uthi imali ayihole kulinyanga ayimvumeli ukuba thakazelele ikhefu lekhisimusi njengenhlala yenza.
Hayi, iChristmas ayisekho into yokuphomba ukukhangela sithaba ukuthi sifikile, hayi, ilanga kuphela elidlulayo enze sesenzo kwethu esukwenza nxa ukuthi asilamali ngisebenza ikho sayenzani sasancedwa kudala ngumgabe owayesiyenzela i21st yiyo sesengathi Christmas kithi ngoba sasikholisa njengama-youth madekaresa kwizinto zidakiwe
kunabanye abadonsa nzima abathi bazakwenza konke kusemandleni abo lonyaka ukuthi bethakazelele ikhefu lekhisimusi omunye wabo ngutapi wazemuto ohlala eHarare
iChristmas leya I think izabe ichaza kakhulu ngoba nizabe ngisekhaya ndihlale nabangane lehlobo labo bonke nje imbaziyo nje sizijabulela nje sizikholisisa njengabantu secinana kudala singasakwazi ukubona
abantu abanengi bathi kufunakala phose amakhulu amabili amadola $200 ekuthenga izifela emlonyeni izigqolo kunye ngesikhathi sekhefu lekhisimusi bathi akayibambeki imali le eZimbabwe okungatholakali imisebenzi ngenxa yesimo esibi somnotho ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare ngimlandela uZindlovu.
Singene kuhlelo lwamasiko.
Sigcina amasiko
akwethu.
Owenze.
Ye, njengehlala yenza ngiyalamukela kusigaba samasiko lokuphila kwabantu nsuku zonke. Lilami umthembo Sithembayo uGibbs Dube ngilapha eWashington DC. Namhlanje ke lomnumzana Mbuso Ngwenya ingcwethi kwezamasiko esintu. Baba Ngwenya ngiyakwamukela kuhlelo.
Ngingena ngokubingelela abalaleli nabasakazi ngisithi silindele uKhisimusi ube muhle.
Yes, lethemba lokuthi uKhisimusi uzaba muhle. Ye, asikhulume ngesithembo lapha. Abantu abaningi lapha bayakhuluma enkundleni zokuxhumana bathi isithembo vele sokumathi ngasi yachabalala. Kwini vele singathi kuqathekile ngesithembo ngamaphitshane babangu?
Babudube, ngizathi mina lapha kulokuhlukana kwembono yomphakathi lapha othola abanye bethu bona isithembo silungile abanye bethu silungile kodwa ke mina ngokuhlaziya kwami nqa kade ngibuka impilo yabantu ngiye kunazelela ukuthi abantu abanengi baphila impilo engelaqiniso phakathi ngoba lawo uzamfakazela nabalaleli bazamfakazela ukuthi sesikubone kusiba kanengi lapho othola ukuthi obaba bathi belemizi belabo mama kodwa kube khona omama emakhwapheni abalabo emaceleni bengafuna ukuvela kube leqiniso kucace ukuthi ukhona omunye okhona eceleni ngakho ke siyakubona lokho ukuthi okhokho bethu nabobaba bethu babehlakaniphile bengayifuni impilo namanga phakathi kokuthi nxa bebona ukuthi ke kunaleso simo bakubeke ngendlela esemthethweni njengoba uyazi ukuthi phela isithembo lesi kwakule ndlela zaso zokuthi umuntu ungena kanjani kuso kwaba kwakuba nendlela yokuthi uyasondela kumama onguyena phela unkosikazi wakhona amcele kumbe sithi amtshele ngokuthi usefuna ukumtholela unyana wabo noma umnako wabo.
Ye, sikhona mpo Ngwenya, sikhona mpo sibili uzwe kuthiwa ke umuntu uselamakhosikazi ayisithupha kumbe 10 kumbe konale kuyasebenzeka yini endlini nxa ubona khonokho ukuthi nxa wendoda kumele umuntu enze
njengoba ngike ngatsho ukuthi linto le isizwe sihlukane ngembono kodwa siye sibone nasisithembo hamba kube lezi nkinga lapho othola ukuthi ke iningi labantu abanesithembo kuye kube nokungezwani okuba khona phakathi komndeni umndeni omunye wendoda nje lapho thola khona ngempela hayi kuphilwa kwenzima kakhulu sekuzokhonjwana nobuthakathi ngoba kuyabonakala ukuthi kuhambe ubaba sometimes ahluleke ukuthi ayibhalanse lento uthola ukuthi mhlawumbe abanye sebefila sengazathi usethatha uthando lonke walusa nancane ikakhulu kulaba abaye bathathwe le mufa kuye kubonakala engathi usethanda lo mutsha kulalo mdala ngakho ke kuyinto ngempela engiyibona ithanda ukuba nzima nxa sesize sanda saba kwaba namakhosikazi awu-6 kodwa ke futhi okunye engibona ngathi uthanda ukuba yinkinga lapha ikuthi kulalento yokuthi ke ukudla kwakudala kwakungatholakali kanzima ngaleyo ndlela, kanti futhi izinto eziningi izinto ezazingathathelwa phezulu njengokuthi kwakufanele phela indoda yondle. Kulezi nsuku njengoba sesiya kukhisimusi kunje, abantwana bafuna impahla zikakhisimusi. Masibuya khona lapho sibuyela ku-back to school, zazingekho zonke lezo zinto. Kwakuthi umnumzana nje mayefuyile lezi nkomo zakhe lime masimini, abantwana bedle besuthe nje kuzagqoka umntwana mhlawumbe kusukela emabhethwini, ibhethwe elilodwa nje elingaduli elingatholakali kanzima. Kwafika noma sokuqala ukugqokwa ezesimanje, kodwa kwakungasiyo into ethathwa serious kakhulu ukuthi umuntu kumele abuke egqoke kahle. Kwakwenza kube lula ukuthi abanumzana laba bakwazi ukuthi babe naso isithembo. Kodwa namhlanje uthanda ukuba nzima ngoba ukuthi ukwazi ukuthi laba bantu ubanakekele bonke ngesinye isikhathi kuye kubonakala sengathi ubaphilisa nzima.
Yes, awuzwa kakhulu Mgwinya. Sizaqhubeka ngodaba lolu ngeviki ezayo. Sizabiza labo mama ukuthi bangene. Ngizwa abanye besithi into zasithembo lezi kuyahlupha Mgwinya. Sibonge kakhulu ngadela kusasa konke.
Sibonge, sibonge nakubalaleli.
Yes, sibonge kakhulu ke lo ngubaba uMbuso Mgwinya, incwadi kwezamasiko esintu. Beli lami namhlanje njengahlala yenza kumthembo osithembayo ngikhonapha-ke eWashington DC. Asihlanganeni singabaphilileyo ngeviki ezayo. Siyalibonga
lokho.
Sibonge uGibbs wakoDube ngohlelo lwamasiko. Uhlelo vuselela umoya namuhla sibhekane lekhisimusi nje silomfundisi Richard Mvalela Nleya.
Ngiyabonga ukuyamukelwa ehlelweni lweStudio 7. Ngibese ngiqala ngokubingelela bonke abadidiyeli bezindaba zakwaStudio 7. Ngisithi sanibonani, ukuthula makube nani ngaphansi kwegama likaJesu waseNazaretha. Ngiyanibingelela, niyinjabulo yethu bantu beStudio 7. Hlalani niyazi ukuthi niyinjabulo yethu. Manje ngivakatshile ngiphethe incwadi yanamhlanje yeChristmas, noma yokuhamba noma yokuzalwa kwendodana enguJesu Christus. Ifundeka ke kanje encwadini kaLuka esibili evesini lika 4. Naye uJosefa wakhubuka ephuma eGalile emzini waseNazaretha waya eJudiya emzini kaDavide othiwa iBethlehema, ngokuba wayengowendlu nozalo lukaDavide. Amen. Ukukhubuka ke umuntu osuka inhliziyo yakhe ithe usefuna ukuya endaweni enje. Manje lokhu kwakungokomthetho, ukukhubuka lokhu kwakungokomthetho, kwakumemezelwe ukuthi omunye nomunye umuntu kabalwe, abalwe ukuze igovernment ibe yazi ukuthi inabantu abangaki. Kuthiwa kuJosefa naye wakhubuka ebuyela emzini kaDavide, ngokuba emzini kaDavide kwakugibo. Kuthiwa wathi esefika lapho ke uDavide wambona esenomka wakhe uMaria befika ekhaya. Kuthiwa ke bafika lapho iy'nsuku zaseziphelile zokubana uMaria atete athole umntwana igama lakhe linguJesu, owamemezelwa umprofiti uYisaya ukuthi kuyozalwa inkosi eminyakeni ezayo, inkosi yabaJuda eyabe ithiwa nguJesu. Kuthiwa uYisaya uNkulunkulu wazo wakhuluma noYisaya wathi, bheka Isaya, ungeke ufe nokufa ungakaboni inkazimulo engizayiletha emhlabeni. Kuthiwa uJesu wathi efika uYisaya wakhuluma wathi enkosini, Nkosi, bese ngithanda phela ukuthi ngikhuphuke ngihambe ngiye emazulwini, ngokuba induduzo nenjabulo owathi ngihlale ngingafi ngiyibonile uJesu, ngimbonile umntwana. Kuthiwa ukuzalweni kwake kukaJesu nezulu nalo latshela izingilozi zasezulwini, ingilozi zasuka ezulwini zazotshaya amaphiko lapho kulele khona uJesu. Nabafana benkomo badlule emzini kaHerodi babuza uHerodi, bakokode emzini kaHerodi bathi, uphi lo ozelwe eyinkosi? Sifuna ukumbona ozelwe eyinkosi, igama lakhe nguJesu oyinkosi yamakhosi. oyinkosi yabajuda kuthiwa uGerodi wamangala kakhulu lezi ndawo zokuthi kukhona umuntu ozazalwa eyinkosi badlula abafana begcwele indlela uyazi ke wena ukuhamba kwabafana lukukaba abafana bayahamba ende bayahamba abafana kuthiwa badlula inkanyezi yabadlulisa yatiyobakhomba lapho kukhona uJesu badlula besiya lapho kukhona uJesu uma kusisa kusase kuseni uFaro kuthiwa wabiza bonke abantu abangamakhosi abayizinduna abayabaprofiti wathi ngizwani yini lokhu engikuzwayo endlebeni sami ukuthiwa kukhona inkosi eyiselwe enguJesu yini nani ngangitsheli bathi yebo kwakhulunywa kudala umprofiti uYisaya wathi kuyoba khona umuntu ozozalwa igama lakhe linguJesu njalo izulu lingitshelile ukuthi ngeke ngife ngingakamboni uJesu yikho kwathi uJesu uma ezalwa uYisaya wakhuluma noNkulunkulu wathi ke sengiyibonile induduzo nenjabulo owathi ngingafi kufanele ngiqale ngibone yona sengiyibonile bese ngicela ukuhamba ngokuba wayesemdala phela eprofita ngokutsho njalo kwenyabonga ezindabeni zokuhamba omunye nomunye uzahamba siyambeka emthandazweni nkosi yamakhosi hamba nabahambayo ujabulise amakholwa wonke angaphansi kwegama lakho uwajabulise nabo labo abangashontiyo ubajabulise ngokuba manje amakholwa ngobunenge ayochitha izigidi nezigidi ebhadala amabhasi esiyathandaza ezindaweni ngokutsho njalo asithandazeni sithandazeni sonke ngokuba kuthandaza abantu behlangene kunamandla siyabathandazela nkosi abazagcwala imigwaqo besiye emizini besiya kuphi nakuphi siyabathandazela nkosi hamba nabo egameni likaJesu waseNazaretha asivaleni ke lo mthandazo esikuwo umusa wenkosi yethu uJesu Kristu nokudlelwana kothando nomoya wengcwele lapha emazulwini hamba nabahambayo usale nabasalayo ndodana kaDavide amen.
Sibonge umfundisi Richard Mvalelanleya ngohlelo vuselela umoya. Kwezemidlalo uEzra Chisa Spanda uxoxa lonkosana Sancho Gumbo. Yena owadlalela amaqembu enguqu abalisa eZimbabwe Saints, AmaZulu, Masingo United kanye leNjube Sundowns. Kodwa singakayi lapho, ake sikhangele udaba lokhetho lenhlanganiso yezenguqu ezifa oluzaqutshwa ngozibandlela.
Baphethwe imhejehede laba bafaka amaphepha okuthi bancintise ukhetho lenkokeli yezifa. Izifa Normalization Committee yamukela amaphepha abantu laba yanikeza ikomiti ehlolisisayo ukuthiyeneyo ngabo okufana lokuthi bangabantu abanjani emphakathini. Abanamacala yini lokuthi balemfundo edingakalayo na ukuthi bakhokele umdlalo webhola elizweni. Ikomiti le okuthiwa yi-Ethics and Integrity Committee ikhokhela ligqwetha elakalaba ngumeya wedolobho leHarare umnumzana Muchadei Masunda. Kusasa uMasunda ukhangelele ukwethulela uZulu amabizo laba abaphumelele uncintisa kulolu khetho. Abanye abafaka amabizo befuna isikhundla sikamongameli weZifa nguWalter Magaya, Marshall Gore, Philemon Matshana, Martin Kweza, Farai Jere lonqobile Magwizi. Singeneke kudaba lukankosana Sancho Gumbo, yena okwaduma kwezenguqu edlalela amaqembu atshiyeneyo. Nansi imbali yakhe.
Ngazalelwa empilo kwaBulawayo, eprimary ngafunda eMthethe Primary School eNjube, secondary ngafunda eMpophoma High School. Ubaba wayedlala ibhora, then waba le-team iNjube United, yikho sonke sadlala khona, wonke labo ubhuti bami uNoman, uRaman, lo Charles, sonke sasiqasa khula siqasa sidlala kuNjube United sasikhotsha ngubaba ibhola ngaqasa ukudlala ngise primary school.
USancho ongena uqembu elikhulu leZimbabwe Saints emncane uthi kulomdlalo angasoze afa awukhohlwa.
Dlala le Cape United eKwanzura Stadium. Cape yangona iqinile, Cape yilabo walo isinjini uStuart Morrison, uJohn Gabe, uSilver Tikwenje, uBombo Brenham Siska ayiqinile ithimu yangona. Ide yangona ngahlohla ama penalty ay 2. Game yangona sacina siwini 2-1. Hayi game yangona kwakufiwa.
Udlale inguqu ezingene liphezulu njalo kwesikhathi eside umfoka Gumbo.
Ah, ngadlala for about 7 years kuZimbabwe Saints. 97 ngihamba ngajoin iyamazulu iteam yayisanda ukupromota from Division 1. Then 2004 ngadlala 1 year kuMasingo United. Then ngaphenduka ngabuya ngadlala kwiNjube Sundowns for 2 years.
Angoba wathatha inkezo onkosana esadlala kuqembu lamaZulu.
Ngo-99 futhi sawina i-Independence Cup. 2002 sawina i-BP, i-BP Cup, i-Madison Cup. I think 2001 sawina i-OK Grand Challenge, i-League. Ngo-2003.
Usanjo uthi usaphatheka kwezenguqula namuhla lanxa wathatha umhlala phansi.
Ngiyenza i-coaching ngiku-Chicken Inn Football Club. Head of junior development. Ukuthi ibhola lakathi selitshiyeni lakudala. Abafana ba these days abasatraini njengakuqala lokhuyana sesikwenze lokhuyana ujoya kuhlagijima. Yavuke ekuseni sitshaya ama-road run. What? Athesabasatrain vele sebemelele ukuyatrain eground.
Bengabaningi bonke abadlala ibhola kudala unkosana Khumbo ukhuthaza abasakhulayo ukuthi bathiyane lezidakamizwa uze baqhaze babe ngabadlali benguqu abalohlonze. Ngiyime nesitudio 7 igama namuyenza Jesus Banda.
Zimbabwe. Siziphethe ngodaba lokuzilibazisa. Namuhla silo Christopher Mazolo Ncube ehamba leqembu lakhe leManzamnyama Sound bephethe idlalate labo elitsha elilesihloko esithi Vika Dlozi.
Salubonani bantu bakithi siphinde yabuya futhi indodana kaMazolo uChristopher Ncube oweqembu elithi iManzamnyama Super Sound isibuyile ledlaladelayo eligcweleni eliqungethe ingoma ezingu 7 okule ngoma efana noVika Dlozi lami nengoma efana noImizi yakithi ingoma ekuyizona ezichisa bebe.
Abangathanda ukuthenga umculo wakho kumbe ukuxhumana lawe bakuthola njani?
Njengala eSouth Africa la embese khona nginendawo nginabantu abayimculo wami abangawuthola khona. Uma kuthanda ukuthi kube lula uyaxhumana nami ku 0766977326. Lapho uyabuxhumana nami straight. Yikho lapho uyabuzothola khona umculo wami. Ukhona kuma USB, ukhona la kuma CD.
Abalandeli ubatshiyela waphi amazwi?
Ngithi ngibonga ngazo zonke izandla zombili kubalandeli nakubo bonke abantu engisondelane nabo. Lokhu ngithokozisayo kunye abanye engingabaziyo through i-radio station yona nale sengibe nabalandeli cishe indawo ezikude lapho engingazi khona ukuthi bangaba bekuphi ngenxa yawo lo msakazo iStudio 7.
Yeah.
Christopher Mazolo Ncube leqembu lakhe lemanzi amnyama sound besigqibela uhlelo lwethu. Hayi ke kwanele mthwakazi omuhle olivalelisayo nguntungamili Nkomo Nkololo Gwana wamatukanduna.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.